Isolated tornadoes have spun off the storm well ahead of landfall. One tornado damaged small planes and a hangar at the North Perry Airport west of Hollywood along the Atlantic coast. The federal government has sent 300 ambulances with medical teams and was ready to truck in 3.7 million meals and 3.5 million liters of water once the storm passes. Parts of Georgia and South Carolina could also see flooding rains and some coastal surge into Saturday. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp preemptively has declared an emergency, ordering 500 National Guard troops onto standby. This is SRN News.
Stock market traders, is inflation hurting you? Have you adjusted your trading strategies to account for it? Vantage Point can help you beat inflation with patented artificial intelligence. Text MONEY to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's AI can give you a massive edge and help you get ahead of inflation. Text MONEY to 813-813 and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
It's electric. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
It is all about Ian, and it's all about great leadership.
A vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now.
That's Diamond and Silk. Couldn't be more accurate, because you know, when you have 155 mile an hour wind blowing up your ass and destroying your home and knocking out your utilities and your infrastructure, the first thing you're worried about is getting COVID. But this is the idiocracy we live in. Where's David Blackman when I need him? Ian has made landfall. It is, I watched Cantori on the Weather Channel, and he was doing his thing trying to remain upright. And a couple of times he had to go off camera because he couldn't stay out in that wind. And pretty much, as Rich Thomas told us earlier, worst-case scenario, with just about Category 5 winds, 155, just shy. But I heard Governor DeSantis this afternoon, and, you know, he had a experience with Michael. It's kind of a very different sort of storm, sort of like a gigantic tornado. This one has all the components with wind, rain, surge, and so forth. They have 52,000 utility workers in place, on standby, ready to move in to Southwest Florida and get the process of restoring power going. That's incredible.
Absolutely.
I want to think back to, and plus everything else. I mean, it's, he is so organized and frankly and justifiably so, so irritated that, and I'm going to play Don Lemon here in a moment. Everything's got to be politicized by the legacy media. Everything has got to be used to make some type of political point. And believe me when I tell you, the networks, CNN, MSLSD, they are seriously hoping that people get hurt or die so they can advance their agenda. That's what they want. That's really twisted. That's really sick. By point of comparison, in 1992, and I went through Andrew, it had been 27 years since a major hurricane had hit South Florida, Betsy, in 1965. And I only knew a few people who had been through that, so I had no idea what to expect. And the population of South Florida had grown by millions in those 27 years. Well, after the storm passed through and it was every bit the monster they knew it was going to be, it took 3 days, 3 days for Bush to get tents, water, supplies into South Florida. Anybody that was there that day and saw the first images at daybreak of the damage that was done was absolutely jaw-droppingly stunned. Yet, they did not have C-5A aircraft filled and positioned, ready to fly into Miami Airport or the airports even further south than that to unload and begin helping people. It took 3 days. On the other hand, the people of South Florida banded together in a relief effort that's almost hard to describe, but I can tell you this. The North and South highways, the areas of people living north who had stacked their cars and trucks and vans full of supplies, the line of those vehicles heading south was something to be proud of. Everybody pitched in. So this is the lesson is, don't wait for the government. And it was almost controversial. There were people sitting in front of their destroyed homes with whatever may or may not be salvaged sitting behind them. They were sitting out on lawn chairs with rifles because the looters were in. They're always the first responders. Looters are always the first responders. They made it real clear, you ain't looting here. I'll never forget, on Dixie Highway, one of the local TV stations had a reporter in position and watched somebody come out of a store loaded down with stuff. Said, aren't you ashamed to be stealing in a situation like this? And the answer was, no, not really. They exist. They still exist. But everything I heard today said the organization in place to move in, not 3 days after the storm, but in the first possible minute that they can get trucks safely in to the areas that are being hit the hardest. And right now, that looks like Fort Myers, Captiva, places I've been to and really, really love. The southwest side of the state is beautiful. And we won't know for some time just how bad it was there, but you got to figure with an eye that had 155-mile-an-hour winds, it's pretty devastating. So, yeah, but be vaccinated. That's absolutely step one. Incredible. That was brought to you by Mr. Electric, 245-1566 for a team of certified master electricians. When you need them, you call them at that number, 245-1566. They come out to your house at a specific time. None of this window stuff like, well, we'll be out there between 12 and 3. If you need them there at 2, that's when your doorbell will ring. Promise. We've used them several times, and that's how it works. They will give you an upfront price. In the last project they did for us, replace a dead outlet, they went and got the parts, and we had the work done right then and there. You don't want a situation like that lingering. And then the interesting thing is when you get the invoice for the work that was done, there are dozens and dozens of photos. So everything that's listed there that you pay for as part of the service has a picture to go with it. And I think that's excellent because, I don't know, you know, but they make sure that the customer understands, here's what we needed to do to fix this situation. You can learn more at MrElectric.com, or if you have something you need done and just want to get the estimate going, again, 245-1566. On this most amazing week of my life, things continue. There are many stories to tell. I'm on fumes. But we're going to Baumhauer's after the show to do the debut of Princess Goose. And Whitney, and then last night, I mean, Jay told me that thousands, last he checked, 4,000 people had watched the News Talk Facebook page video of yesterday when I'm on the phone with Janelle saying happy birthday from Miami, and then I see her in the door, and a long hanging second for that reality to crystallize, and I was just overwhelmed. Well, I have a couple of other great friends down there. So last night the doorbell rang, and I was almost answered the door. I said, "We don't live in Harlem. Go ahead. I'm busy. Answer the door." Okay. So, being a good submissive husband, I went and answered the door. I open it, and standing there are Fernando and Christina Bosch. And once again, I recognize who I'm looking at, but I can't frickin' believe that they're standing on my doorstep. It was just twice in, you know, once, maybe in a lifetime you have that, but twice in the same day when you get that kind of a surprise, it was just. So if I look glazed at Bomb Hours tonight, please understand. We got to get, I couldn't get a hold of anybody over there this afternoon, but I want to get some party platters going with chicken wings.
Okay.
And our good friends at Turf Stalkers are putting out some appetizers tonight. The McMahons are doing, I think, onion straws, Wickles, whatever. Anyway, we thank them for that contribution. So come and join us tonight. You've heard so many stories about Janelle over the years, and this is kind of her debut. And Whitney, the incredibly kind and beautiful young woman who rescued Bingo, who so many of you were so generous in helping us raise money to cover Bingo's medical costs. And he's doing great. Bingo is doing great. So your money was well spent, well invested. All right, we're going to take a quick break here at 312.
Your roof protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. Glad you did.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Guys, want an effective, affordable way to get ED medication 100% online? Whether you're looking for Viagra or Cialis, or generic medications as effective as Viagra but 90% cheaper, you can find it all through Hims. Hims is your go-to for doctor-trusted treatments to help you treat ED. Get ED treatment for as low as $3 per use and save up to $1,000 per month with generic for Viagra versus the brand name at 4hims.com/radio. If prescribed, your medication will be shipped to your door in discreet packaging. Do it all online. No in-person appointments. Get hard results with Hims or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. That's 4hims.com/radio to get started free. forhims.com/radio.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
I'm excited about fall, but I'm even more excited about the falling prices at Kohl's. I went to their friends and family sale, and not only did I save an extra 20%, I also found sweatshirts and sweatpants for under 19 bucks. Cute harvest table decor for 40% off. And great fall styles starting at $23.99. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. So, if you want more style and more savings this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends October 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our series of comfortable days and clear, cool nights will continue. Tonight, the overnight low temperature with mostly clear skies will be around 54. Tomorrow and Friday, sunshine, low humidity, and breezy. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour on Thursday. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s, and I've completely removed the risk of any showers associated with the hurricane now. The track is going to be far enough away from us. So over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. To form a winning team, you need the best players. When it comes to taking care of your property, you need the best equipment. You need a Kubota from Capital Tractor. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. That's a winning team. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I don't understand a word you just said.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
And I like beer.
Yeah, we drank beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer.
Sometimes too many beers.
Yes, we like beer.
We like beer.
Judge Kavanaugh, thank you very much.
Woo!
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent, and currently stupefied host, Greg Goodell, Rosie Brock riding shotgun. But guestesses are on the way. 317.
And here they are.
All right, Jeb, dig deep. Give us that big welcome that you're so famous for.
Please clap.
It's never going to change. All right, we have our first caller waiting, and that is East.
Hey, good afternoon. Listen, man, some of the best radio that's ever happened in this area has happened the last couple of days. I was so thrilled to hear that. I don't know how many people have come up to me and go, Hennard, Greg Goodell's 85 years old, and he rode his bike 7 miles.
That's right.
I'm like, yeah, okay, so that's good. Okay, hey, let me tell you about it. I've got family down in the Tampa area and down in Naples.
Yes.
And in Tampa, Dunedin, the bay receded about lunchtime today. I mean, just maybe 20-30%.
Yeah.
And the beach grew, and I hear that happen. And then my sister sent me a photograph of the downtown Naples, and they said they saw a shark swimming through the water there.
I've seen the pictures of the bay emptying, and Rich Thomas, in fact, that happened at lunch. We had lunch for the boss today, and Rich explained the science behind that. And, yeah, I did see the shark swimming up the street. I can't say that that's all that unusual, given the storm surge.
No. Yeah, it's not like she's going to be down. My sister's going to stay up in her apartment. You know, she's not going to go down to where that shark is.
Where is she?
Listen, she's in Naples.
Wow. I mean, they kind of took a direct hit there.
Yeah. They got it pretty hard. It was 112 degrees, 112 miles an hour at lunchtime.
Wow.
And the winds were growing. So I would assume it's passed now. But our weather's going to be great, unfortunately, for our friends in Florida. But, man, listen, happy birthday again, and congratulations. You enjoy your daughter here.
Absolutely. I already have. It's been fantastic. If you can hear the fatigue in my voice, thank you, East. All right, I'm going to do this now before I forget, but let's redeem this morning's phrase that feeds. We did it three or maybe even done it four times. I couldn't count by 8:30 this morning. So if you have it, call right now at 272-9228, and the seventh caller qualifies for the Friday drawing for Lunch Bunch for Six, and to be one of the five people who will not only win that and then go on to be eligible to win the ultimate tailgate party at this year's Iron Bowl as Bob Baumhauer's personal guest. 272-9228. And I had the good sense to write down the phrase that feeds so I wouldn't forget it by this afternoon. I'm getting better at leaving trails of crumbs behind as Dana Delk joins us here in the studio.
Hello, hello.
Phone would be ringing here any second, right, with excited callers ready to redeem that phrase that feeds.
Absolutely.
I will take them as they come in. You are caller one. I would try again real quick. You are caller two. Try again real quick. Our modern phone system takes a minute to fill up here. Yesterday it did.
Blame it on the phone, Greg.
Yeah. Caller three, caller four, and five, six, and seven. I guess the last three lines are not working. Well, that's why would they? I mean, I need them, so they're not working. That's kind of how it goes here.
We're going to have to just hook up your cell phone one day, you know?
One of these days.
we're going to have to give it out.
Hi there. You are caller five.
This close. Uh-oh.
You are caller six. You missed by one. And hi, who is this?
This is Mark.
Mark, you are caller seven.
Yes.
So you have qualified for the Friday drawing for the lunch bunch for six. And from that, you will become one of the seven people, if you win it, eligible to be Bob Baumhauer's personal guest at the sports event of the year in Alabama this year's Iron Bowl. So congratulations. Thanks for listening. Rosie is going to get some information from you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. And we must have a contact phone number. That's what the rules say. So how are you?
I'm good. I'm busy, you know.
Well,
picking up the slack.
Let's start with your partner.
I know. It was a little scary there for a little while. So on Thursday, I had something that I needed her to do. Like I needed her to notarize something, which
right.
doesn't take a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she asked, she was like, can we reschedule? And I'm like, no, girl. Like, we rescheduled this guy, like, already, and, like, we've had these issues. And she's like, I mean, my stomach, like, really hurts. I'm like, sorry, man. Like, here's some 6-year-old Alka-Seltzer. Like, you know, like, you gotta stay. Like, you gotta notarize this. And then, like, she canceled, like, another one of our meetings for, like, Junior League. And so I knew she wasn't feeling great, but, I mean, I wasn't, like, concerned. But, you know, I guess she, like, told the client, like, said something about throwing up in front of the client. And I was, and Amy was like, no, I mean, she really looks like she really feels bad.
And she's not one to complain about the small stuff.
Right. And so, anyway, she went home. And, I mean, I did. I walked in on her, like, in, like, child's pose, like, in her office.
Oh.
And I'm like, girl, you got to get up, like. Gotta move on. Like, we gotta do this. And the next day she was like, I think I might go to the ER. I'm like, you know, why don't you try urgent care first? Like,
and then urgent care is sent her to the ER.
Right. So then she's like, they're, you know, sending me to a CT at the ER. I'm like,
so this goes back to Thursday. So she's been having a rough time for, wow, 5 days.
Yeah.
And she's home finally, but.
Right. It took a while. And then I knew she must have been in, like, a fair amount of pain, because she is always one to, like, blow up my phone. I am not. Like, I will rarely answer my phone. Like, I will rarely answer texts, but, like, Jacqueline will blow me up all the time. And I did not hear from her. Like, I didn't even know how she was doing there for, like, a couple days. Like, finally I just started texting her husband, and I was like, don't want to be annoying, but. And then we had those Cocoa Melon tickets.
Yes.
So she had to miss out on Cocoa Melon. I offered to take Lola, but Jared was like, I feel like two kids, like two toddlers and one baby is a lot.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, she's doing better. She's at home. I think the pain's gotten a lot better, so she is going to be back on her feet in no time. But until then, you know, I'm a little busy.
We understand. By the way, Dana Delk is half of the law firm of Delk and Tomlinson. They began specializing in representing men in matters of divorce, but the reputation was so strong that women wanted to know, hey, I need a good lawyer too. And now their practice is all about family law. So their new web address is thealabamafamilylawyers.com. And the number for a consultation is 819-4810, and you handle other matters of family law, too.
We do. You call us, and we will help you out. Like, we do wills and estates and stuff, which is exactly why I made Jacqueline stick around.
We did my will here on the show. So you might want to consider, like, putting a drive-through window there so people can just stop by and get it done.
You know, that's funny. We had, so a listener from the show, he called, and I did his, we do like an estate planning package for like $700. You get like three things, right? And we did it, and he was like, another lawyer like charged me like $1,100 or $1,200 for this. And he said I was getting a friends and family discount. He's like, and
wow, like, what kind of a family is that?
Well, so he's like, you're really undercharging for this. I was like, I don't think you should have to like pay an arm and a leg to be protected, you know? Like, I don't think you should have to pay an arm and a leg to, like, leave your stuff to your kids and make sure your kids don't have to take it through probate.
Well, what I love about both of you is it's so much more than we've had your legal wisdom on display here for a long, long time. It's that both of you are passionate advocates for your clients when there's a, whether it's a courtroom, a Zoom hearing, a deposition, in a judge's chamber, wherever it might be. And that's what you want in those kind of family crisis situations. The number is 819-4810 for Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Jay, read this quickly.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, our three boulevards, northeast, east, and east-south, are very, very busy this afternoon. I-65 and 85 light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. And we had an accident earlier, a minor one, at the corner of Vaughn Road at Chantilly Parkway. No real problems around the area other than that one minor accident. Buckle up, drive carefully. It's busy this afternoon. Toyota factory cranking them out again. Truckloads of Toyotas arriving every day at Reinhardt Toyota. Get your new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota, East Boulevard, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tonight, we present Princess Goose in her entree to Montgomery Society at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on Eastern Boulevard, and we have cake.
Yes.
We may need people to come by and take cake over to Baumhauer's, because we not only have what we have here, but Ligger's Bakery, and I can't wait to see what that one, you know what they did?
No, Donnie. He said, you want us to just do our thing? Absolutely.
Dana Delk is with us in the studio. And then the story I told you a few minutes back about how twice in one day your door opens and you're looking at people that you recognize and know their names, but in no way, shape, or form did you expect them to be there, and they have joined me in the studio. In fact, many times, first of all, Fernando and Christina, welcome. And I'm still, it'll take me months to get over the shock of seeing you at the door last night. That was just the best surprise. But Fernando and I have talked in the past because he is, well, you're currently working as a police officer, correct?
As a detective.
And, but you were a Miami homicide cop.
I was for, I was in the city of Miami for 30 years.
Wow. And that, and doing that.
I for, 14 and a half in homicide, 6.5 prior to that in sexual assaults, and then 10 years in regular uniform.
So we've been around the table when Fernando's been talking about some of the stuff. Here's my thing. You know, we always have people that can always tell the police how to do their job. And when the whole George Floyd thing happened and everybody, the knee-jerk reactions with, well, we got to take cops off the air and all this other stuff because, but what you have to deal with investigating these situations, that's stuff that people need to see so they understand, even on a relatively benign day, you're going to bump into people who are crazy.
Absolutely.
And you've seen this over and over again investigating murders.
I have.
I want to hear some of those stories. Share some of those with us in a couple of minutes here. Dana's a lawyer, but she...
I know. I feel like I'm in, like, the presence of greatness here.
Well, you are.
Because, like, believe it or not, like, my kids, okay, I have twin toddlers. They watch, like, we watch the first 48, okay? And, you know, at some point, I feel like they're going to get too old and then, you know, start internalizing some of that. But right now, they're not old enough, okay? Good. And they'll watch it. And we just point and they say, we say bad guys and good guys.
Yeah.
Okay?
Good.
And then, but we love the first 48. We love, like, you know, crime shows.
Fernando was on the first 48 for how long were you working?
Since 2003 to 2014 when they stopped filming in City Miami.
Wow. I thought it was just a few years, but yeah. That's 11 years.
Yeah.
I'm so good at math.
Okay, do you wear makeup when you're filming?
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
1,000%.
Okay. Did any of them? I mean, not just you, but like...
No, there was no...
Okay.
I mean, I did a an intro to the show, and it was like a professional thing, and they had a different film crew that... you know, they put makeup and stuff.
I mean, you have a great complexion. I'm just saying, like, you know, some of the guys, like, all right, it's a filming day. Gotta, like...
No, you only dream about having skin like
that. Gotta do a little powder and shine.
No, that show is totally, you know, totally, like, what you come into work and they just start filming you and it's legit.
So, I know I've watched the show. I probably watched episodes that you were in, but... I don't know what they're running now. I have not seen it. It's still
They do reruns, yeah.
Yeah, every once in a while, they still, from back in the day, they still show some of the City of Miami ones. Back then, we were the number one rated in the country. The City of Miami, you know, I guess because it's the City of Miami, but, yeah.
Well, look at Miami Vice. You know, that show had a great run. And everybody expects not just crime, but a special kind of crime in Miami with a touch of crazy and, you know, almost a parody of life kind of thing, because that's what Miami Vice showed the world. Now, when you're on a show like that, the camera crews are at the police headquarters where you were. You work downtown Miami at the police headquarters?
Yeah, I worked in headquarters. Basically, it's a system where you're on call. There were six teams, you're on call. And if there's a murder at 3 o'clock in the morning, usually the supervisor or whoever's in charge that night that you get called out, you call one of the producers that, you know, we had the phone number, and they'll meet us out at the scene or wherever they needed to meet us, and then just start filming from there, and basically just follow us throughout the whole case until the closure of it, and then they put it together, send it to New York where the production company was, and they put it together, and usually it's pretty neat.
That's amazing. So when we come back, I want you to share a couple of the stories of some of the stranger cases you were called out to. I remember you telling me about one and ended up in Pompano Beach or something.
Yes.
Yeah, remember that one? The person just kind of, hey, your relative is dead. Well, that's all right, I'm busy. Something to that effect. Just the things that you see in that line of work.
They must have been real tight.
Yeah. Yeah, so you get a good look at that, and people need to appreciate, we are big Back the Blue people here.
Appreciate
I even wrote a magazine
that.
Column called that, because I was just horrified. My theory, maybe I'm oversimplifying here, is that the best way to avoid a confrontation with a police officer is to obey the frickin' law.
Absolutely.
Let's try that approach, shall we? Maybe if you're not breaking the law, the police aren't going to...
Weird how that works.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. So we will be back with more. Fernando Bosch, who has 11 years on the first 48 and a distinguished career as a Miami homicide detective with stories to tell. We have a lawyer to protect all of us here with Dana Delk and Rosie Dupre.
For all of us.
For all of us, yes. 3:39 is the time. John Lee Paint is the place to get the paint for your next home repair project. Nothing can change the look of an interior or exterior part of your home than a fresh coat of great paint. And that's how all painting projects, basically, that's what you need. It starts with a brand of paint that is going to give you the result that a professional, I mean, they look at a room, they can give you a price in 20 seconds because they know, using the kinds of paint that they do, that they're going to be able to get it covered and get it done in that amount of time and give you the result that you need. It works the same for do-it-yourselfers. So John Lee Paint is there for both the pros and the do-it-yourselfer. They have everything you need in-house. The entire staff is very experienced in the field. So, and there's no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to your time. You need to learn how to spackle a hole and how long do you have to wait for it to dry before you can put paint on it? Do I have to clean the surface before I paint it? All of these are important questions that add up to a better result. You'll find them where they've been for 40 years. On Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, and the sign out in front doesn't talk about paint. It says prayer is the best wireless communication, and I love that. I absolutely love that. John Lee Paint. And when you're there, mention you heard about him here. It's 340.
Melissa Eskew with Alabama News Network. As Florida braces for Hurricane Ian, FEMA is preparing for its response by setting up a staging area in Montgomery at Maxwell Air Force Base. The base serves as the incident staging. Food, water, and supplies have been gathered at Maxwell for recovery efforts preparing for when Hurricane Ian makes landfall. Leadership Montgomery held its annual Unity Award breakfast this morning in downtown Montgomery. The keynote speaker was retired U.S. Magistrate Judge Vanzetta McPherson. The Unity Award was presented to Pastor Richard Williams of Metropolitan United Methodist Church. In Tallapoosa County, authorities have made an arrest in a drug trafficking case. 38-year-old James Hurd is charged with multiple crimes, including drug and weapons charges, and attempting to elude officers. Hurd cut his arm during his escape attempt and was taken to Baptist South for surgery. He was arrested on Friday at home on Robinson Road in Alexander City. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Alabama News Network is your weather authority. Watch CBS 8 and ABC 32 to see Chief Meteorologist Shane Butler. He has more than 30 years of experience, and he grew up in Elmore County, so he knows local weather. Shane Butler is backed by a team of expert meteorologists. And don't forget Thunder Truck, which is on the road when it's stormy and at community events when it's sunny. Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, your weather authority.
Hi, folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victoryland.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our series of comfortable days and clear, cool nights will continue. Tonight, the overnight low temperature with mostly clear skies will be around 54. Tomorrow and Friday, sunshine, low humidity, and breezy. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour on Thursday. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s, and I've completely removed the risk of any showers associated with the hurricane now. The track is going to be far enough away from us. So over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know how it works when Jim Cantore's in your town, you know you're in trouble. Here is from Ian earlier this afternoon.
Be in the room. Just came flying by.
Oh, you got tripped up by debris.
You know what? I think I'm just going to come in here for a second.
On it? Did you see the title on it?
Give me a second.
Jim, you all right?
Jim Cantore takes
I'm fine.
A beating love.
I just can't
unfortunate typo.
Yeah, unfortunate typo indeed. Citizen Free Press. Wow. They got a guy at the Weather Channel named Mike Slidell, and they send him into these all the time. And I think they hate the guy because they send whatever it is, whether it's giant hail falling from the sky or the worst.
They're like,
storms.
Let's send Mike.
Let's send Mike. Yeah, he's due.
But you know, when like Jim Cantore shows up, like things are getting serious.
I should let our guests know from Miami, and we have Fernando and Christina Bosch in the studio. Fernando is going to talk about some of the adventures he had working on the TV show, The First 48. But you've been through some hurricanes.
Yes, we have. Andrew, Katrina. We've been through a lot of them.
People forget that Katrina, and I think that hurricane was intensifying when it hit land.
Yes.
Because they said, well, it's a Cat 1 coming in. 24 people died in Fort Lauderdale. I don't know what the hell they were doing, but that should not happen in a Cat 1 storm. So I think it was ramping up as it made landfall. It just cut across the state, gets into the Gulf, and then it becomes the monster like this one is. And then 2004, you know, I just want to let you know that here in Montgomery, it doesn't happen often, but a hurricane that's making landfall in the Gulf to the south of us, we're only 125 miles away from the ocean. Ivan came over Montgomery as a Category 2 hurricane.
Wow.
And I was still with an eye and did a ton of damage. Opal, back in the 90s, I hear a lot about that. So, yeah, we can have them happen here, but 27 years between Betsy and Andrew, and so many millions of people moving in that time who had no experience with a hurricane whatsoever. That was a big difference maker. And the response to Andrew was horrifyingly slow. But I heard DeSantis today, and he's got it down. They got 42,000 people for power in place right now who are moving in as soon as it's safe to go to Fort Myers and Naples and Southwest Florida to restore power.
DeSantis doesn't play around. He's a man.
How many times have y'all evacuated?
I've never evacuated. I mean, I can't. I was in law enforcement.
So, is this your first refugee trip?
Oh, they're not here as refugees.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all were out, like, you know, coming up to avoid the storm.
No, I came to celebrate Greg's birthday.
My 85th birthday.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I thought it was just a good coincidence, right? Like, I thought the hurricane came at a great time, okay, right, for you. Well, for Greg. I thought it just so happened to fall on, like, Greg's birthday, and you're like, let's make a trip of it.
No, we had this plan the whole time.
Let's make a trip of it.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm hoping that if they have to evacuate, they will come here from now on because...
Well, you got to show them a good time.
Absolutely, and it's so easy to do. So... Fernando, as part of the First 48, and we will update with any new developments. In fact, SRN News comes up in 12, 13 minutes, and they'll have fresh information on Ian, but it's going to be there's just places. I mean, if you're watching that Cantore clip, you can barely see him because the rain is blowing at such a high rate of speed sideways. I guess they have to get out there and try. That's part of... In fact, I have a bit I'll play for you in a bit. But we're also here to talk about Fernando's time on the First 48 and some of the stranger... Now, as you explained, you're on call with Miami Police Homicide, and then you get a call to come to a crime scene, and then First 48 crew is notified so they can be there to film. Tell us about some of the crazier scenes you found yourself in.
Well, one of the craziest one was one that they named Body of Eight or Parts of Eight, something like that. I don't remember exactly.
Pieces of Eight?
Pieces of Eight, exactly. That's what it was.
Well, you know how I know that? Because I used to work for the group Styx.
Styx!
And
who knew?
That was one of their albums.
Nobody knew.
It's a secret.
Oh.
So Pieces of Eight, and what happened in this one?
Basically, we got called out. Some body parts were washing up. They were in black plastic bags on the bay. We started off with like a leg and an arm, and then later on there was another leg, then an arm, and like that until we finally found the whole body, including the torso and the head. And it was pretty bad because the
you have to look at this stuff, right?
You have to look at it. You have to touch the body parts. You know, you got to move them around so they can get photographed.
Yeah.
The medical examiner comes out. It's not a fun part of the job.
No.
Just like making death notifications is not. It's the worst to me. It was always the worst part. And when you were talking about the Pompano incident,
yes.
We went to make a death notification one time to a family member we went to make it to the sister because I think the mom had passed away a long time before that or whatever. And, you know, we told them, listen, your brother unfortunately was shot. He was transported to the hospital. His condition deteriorated and he passed away. And the response was, are the Dolphins playing today?
What?
Yes.
Are the Dolphins playing today?
So,
well, I mean, maybe the brother loves the Dolphins, and like she was gonna go honor his memory.
I don't think so.
It could be, but
are the Dolphins playing today?
Me and my partner looked at each other. Oh yeah, it was drug related. Yeah.
Okay.
Me and my partner looked.
Did she do it? Because like I would be suspicious after that.
So you have eight parts of a body that come up in bags.
By the way, I'm counting. Okay, so like head, two arms. Two legs. All right, you're at five.
Torso.
And then a torso is six, so like...
Yeah, I think they just named it pieces of eight for the show.
Okay, for theatrical purposes.
Okay, I'm just like looking for like those other two pieces. You know? Like, where did we make it?
Yeah, but that case, we never solved that case. We worked on it for months, and...
Were you able to identify the person?
Yes. He was a Guatemalan national.
Mm-hmm.
Who lived here with some other Guatemalans, was working in construction, and we know that he went to a bar, and he was intoxicated. He left the bar. He was pretty much almost passed out outside the bar. There was video surveillance of someone trying to help him, you know, get up. That person gave up, walked away, and then a Honda Accord. A two-door Honda Accord, parked. The guy got out of the car, and put him in the Honda, and that's the last time he was ever seen. And I mean, we worked that case. We thought we had an offender at one point, but it didn't pan out. But that was one of the most interesting cases that I worked while I was there.
Okay, so as a lawyer, I just want to tell all you people out there. Watch Law and Order, watch the first 48, and realize, stop talking, okay? Stop talking. If you get called in, stop talking.
How do they prepare you in training for... Oh, go ahead, make your point.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna disagree with you on that one. I mean, most of the time you should, okay, but not all the time. I had a case where some rival gang members, they were fighting against each other, and one happened to come into a barbershop. And the guy that was sitting at the barber chair had a gun on him. To make a long story short, there was a shooting. Guy gets killed. I bring the guy that shot back to the station. He tells me, you know, I read him his rights. He says, listen, I'll talk to you, but I want to talk to my dad first. And I told him, listen, I know that your dad loves you, and he's probably going to give you the best advice that anybody can probably give you. But this time, it might be the wrong advice. You do whatever you want to do. He said, you know what? Let's do it. Let's talk. He explained everything. And I knew what had happened because there was video surveillance, and I knew exactly what happened. The guy that was supposed to shoot him, mm-hmm. his gun was had the safety on. So he got stuck, and he was able to pull. So it was a self-defense thing.
Right.
He told me the story. He walked right out of the station.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It just blows my mind how, like, all these shows are, like, we don't have enough without the confession. We don't have enough without the confession. Like, and then...
That's a good
these
point.
These people, like, keep... They keep going in there, and they keep making the confessions. And I'm like, bro, watch TV. Like, even if you don't have, like, you know, an in-depth knowledge of the inner workings of the legal system, watch Law and Order.
Well, they're criminals.
I mean, it just blows my mind.
They're criminals. And then sometimes... You know, you hear that sometimes on the show, but sometimes we don't need a confession. Sometimes a denial or let them talk and sig themselves, it's even better than a confession.
Right, but like, that's the thing. Exactly. You let them talk and sig themselves. Shut up.
Like, when we come back, I want to go through some of the things that people see in these shows. Because what they do is they teach you to believe that the police can be called to a crime scene and have everything solved and a conviction in, well, 44 minutes of television time, which is rarely the case, I'm sure. So I would like to kind of get your take on what people see in these shows and what the reality is. And we'll pick up from there.
Absolutely.
This is so amazing. And then, God, it's such a nice break from politics for once.
Yeah.
We should all be praying for the folks that are being devastated by Ian and making plans to celebrate my 85th birthday tonight at Baumhauer's.
Looks so good.
That's exactly why I picked that age. I decided, you know, lie. That's always the best approach. When you're really young, you lie that you're older, and when you're getting older, you start lying that you're younger. I'm going above and beyond.
I got for real carded the other day, and she was like, I hope you're not offended. I'm like, nah, girl. We good.
It is closing in at 4 o'clock. As I mentioned, SRN News coming up with the latest on Ian. Right now, what I'm seeing on the Weather Channel, 145 mile an hour wind still, which makes it a Cat 4 moving northeast at 9. It has slowed down a little bit. The slower this thing goes, the worse it's going to get, the more damage it's going to have a chance to do. That was the thing about Andrew. Andrew came in and was gone in under 3 hours. So we had summer thunderstorms in South Florida that dumped more rain. Andrew did less than 3 inches in most places. But the wind, that's where Andrew did the damage. It is 3:57. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would love to have the chance to keep your system running efficiently, and so you can sleep at night knowing that the best in the business have tuned it up, checked all the main component parts, make sure it's running efficiently so you get the best break you can on your power bills. Don't forget, Alabama Power and Light raised the rates on August the 1st. So a Clark's Club membership for $180 can save you money in the long run. Call them at 277-2125. They also employ some of the most amazing plumbers I've had the privilege to watch in action. They absolutely know what they're doing, and they have saved me a ton of money. Because what I know about plumbing, you could stick in a thimble and have room for the New Testament. I don't know anything. So I'm taking their word, and they always, always do right. And you're also, they're available to you 24/7. 365, because you know those things never happen at your convenience. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Checking in with Skipper in the traffic dungeon. Lots going on, unfortunately.
Well, we have an accident. This is going to be on I-85 southbound, but it's affecting both southbound and northbound lanes. It is halfway between Wall and Shorter. A tour bus has gone off the road into the woods. They are dismounting from the tour bus, and there are some younger folks there, some different age groups. We are not sure what tour it's connected with, but there's a lot of confusion and a big backup of traffic in both directions. If you are traveling outbound from Montgomery or coming into Montgomery, expect a big delay, and that's going to be right between Shorter and Wall, about at the midway point. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated. We'll have more for you in just a moment. Toyota factory cranking them out again. Truckloads of Toyotas arriving every day at Reinhart Toyota. Get your new Toyota at Reinhart Toyota East Boulevard. Skywatch traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.